Welcome to the Road to Fueling Better podcast, hosted by registered dietitians Laura Kilcline
and Gina Santanello.
We created this podcast to debunk diet culture myths, share evidence-based nutrition strategies, and empower you to live your fullest life without restriction.
We want to help you make informed nutrition decisions that fit your goals, whether it's optimizing your performance and recovery in the gym or simply learning how to live a healthier lifestyle.
We believe that the key to health and fitness success is to build a solid foundation of sustainable habits that support your goals. This not only includes behavior change, but more importantly, mindset change.
Together, we've helped hundreds of clients end the yo-yo dieting cycle, improve their relationship with food, hit endless PRs in the gym, and acquire the skills to optimally fuel their bodies, all while enjoying their favorite foods.
We hope that you enjoy this podcast. If you want to learn more, make sure to follow us on Instagram at @g_thesportsrd
and @balanced.fueling.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Road to Fueling Better podcast. We are back with another episode today, and we've got an exciting topic. So let's get into it.
So we have another guest appearance on today's episode, my friend Chris, who I met at my CrossFit gym. Chris is a CrossFit athlete with the goals of putting weight on and improving his athletic performance in the gym. I know that I met him about a year ago, and his performance over the past year has skyrocketed. And I know he's really been dialing in his nutrition, and he is a straight up beast in the gym. He's an animal. So,
I got to witness that too when I was at CrossFit for a little bit before the ankle break.
Yes. Yeah. He's even now.
He rips it up.
So, you know, a lot of discussion surrounding nutrition is typically surrounding weight loss. So we thought it'd be pretty interesting to have somebody on who has goals other than weight loss and more towards, you know, weight gain and improving his athletic performance. So something a little bit different. So welcome, Chris.
Why don't you
tell us a little bit about yourself?
First of all, I'm so excited to be on the pod. Big fan, big supporter. So thank you for having me. So I'm Chris. I work professionally in like cloud engineering, but I've developed like just this crazy passion for CrossFit. I started about 2 years ago. And so my nutrition journey has been sort of the opposite of most people, where instead of trying to eat less, I'm really trying to eat more because I want to be able to lift heavier and perform better. And I've been focusing on that. Gina, you and I have worked together, and just like the performance changes that I've seen have been, you know, really incredible.
Yeah. I feel like everything, like strength, endurance, like everything has just improved since just kind of like really focusing on eating more and, you know, like improving your diet. So it's been great to see you definitely push.
Well, thank you.
Every day.
And that's a cool experience, Gina, like the fact that you've worked with Chris, like on his nutrition, giving him these strategies, but then you actually get to see it in like real time in the gym in terms of his performance growth. And that must be really cool as a dietitian to see, because usually we're just hearing back from clients of like, well, how do your workouts feel? And that is like the best part, is hearing about all that stuff, but you actually get to see it live, which probably just makes it that much more, you know, really fun to work with Chris, I would think.
It is. Yeah. I will say we went on a run the other day and he was pushing the pace and I was like dying. I'm like dragging. I'm like, wait, what is going on here? I thought we were doing like an easy run. And he's like, this is easy. And I was like, no, this is not easy.
That was just a warm up.
It's just a warm up. So, I mean, it is pretty incredible to see, the insane results that he's had just by really dialing in his nutrition.
And also because we work out together, she can hold me extra accountable because I can't escape her, right? Yep. I can't like not respond to a text. She sees me. She knows.
I'm there. I'm everywhere.
Yes.
So before we get into really learning about you and your background in sports and all that, we like to do some rapid fire questions. They're just kind of fun. Just get to know you quick questions that we do with guests and we did on when we introduced ourselves too. So let's go through a couple of those and then we'll get into it. All right. What's your favorite fruit?
Banana. Wait, is avocado a fruit?
Technically it is because it's got a seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I switch it and say avocado?
Yes.
Okay.
Avocado. Okay. What about vegetable? Favorite veg?
Spinach.
Okay.
Raw or nice. Cooked?
What was that?
Do you like it raw or cooked?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think it was the Hemsworths brothers that like said they eat like 5 bags of spinach a day. So I started eating 5 bags of spinach a day.
I actually
five bags.
I'm kidding, but I think they actually do that.
Wow. That's a lot. All right. This is one that we have a big debate on. Are you chocolate, team chocolate, or team gummy? You're craving sweets. You're going store. You're picking up a snack. Is it a chocolate or is it a gummy?
Are you guys split on this topic?
Yeah, we are. You got to be the tiebreaker.
Okay. I'm team gummy.
Yes. Team gummy. And like chocolate is still great, but yeah. The gummy just, I don't know. It just is that a little bit higher for me.
I can't agree. 100. With you. Can't agree with you.
Do you have a go-to gummy? Like for me, it's like Sour Patch Kids.
I think it's Swedish Fish for me.
Ooh, that's a classic. Love it.
Yep.
Yeah. Gotta work that into the intra workout carbs, Gina.
Yeah, they do. Everybody at the gym now.
In the protocol.
Everyone at the gym brings gummy bears now. It's awesome. It's a movement we've started.
It's a lifestyle.
All right. Favorite ice cream.
Okay. This is so random, but birthday cake.
Okay.
I love that.
Classic.
Flavor. I could get behind that.
Yeah.
And then last one, since you're a CrossFitter, what's your favorite CrossFit movement?
I mean, I feel like you know this answer.
Muscle ups.
It's bar muscle ups.
Yep.
I was going to say the thing where you're swinging like a monkey on the bars is probably what he's going to say.
Yep. So, okay. Sorry. Really quick, funny story. So my dad's nickname growing up was Monkey Meyer because he used to spend like all of his time as a childhood, like doing the monkey bars at the playground. And so I think I just like inherited that.
Yeah.
In my adult life.
The name.
Yeah.
It's natural. It's in your blood.
That's awesome. All right. So since we're leaving it on that CrossFit note, let's kind of get into a little bit of your background in terms of what it looked like with sports and like, you know, athletics growing up. What kind of sports did you get into when you were younger?
So I come from a long family of soccer players. My dad's side of the family, my dad got a full ride to URI for soccer. He was captain of the team. Oh, wow. All of my aunts and uncles and cousins all played. And me being the rebellious child that I was, refused to follow in the family trends. So I played until like I was 12 and then I said like, I'm out. So I picked up volleyball and tennis in high school, which I loved. And then I ran a little bit of cross country as well. But volleyball and tennis ended up becoming like my sports. But I'd never played collegiately.
So when you went off to college, did you do any sports or any working out, or like did sports kind of take a halt?
Yeah, I was definitely like just focused on running. And I started lifting a little bit, but like nothing super impressive.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like that transition, and I know we talked about this on our last guest episode, we had Colby on, who's a dietitian that works with like former athletes. And I feel like that college transition is tough from, you know, either someone who didn't play sports at all and they're trying to like now be a functioning adult and like work it into their lifestyle, or, you know, you played all these organized sports in high school and then that ends and then you're just like floating around in space. In college, like I remember going to the college gym being like, what does this machine do? Like, you're just like totally lost and like trying to figure it out. And I think, yeah, it's this time people just struggle.
Yeah. Cause you don't have like a team or anything anymore. So now you're like literally on your own in college already, which is intimidating. And it's just kind of like, what am I doing? So I feel like running is, you know, like kind of the safe thing to do. It's kind of just like, all right, I know how to do this. I can do this on my own. But it's good that you got a little bit of lifting in there, at least while you were in college. But then, so how far after college then did you start CrossFit?
I'm going to date myself here. So I graduated college, and then again, I stayed on that very similar path of like, running a couple days a week and like maybe lifting once or twice for years, probably 8 years. And, you know, towards the end of that, I definitely tried to like amp up my lifting. Right. But it was all going to like a Planet Fitness or whatever by myself. I never had any personal training. I never had any coaching. And so I wasn't seeing any results really. You know what I mean? When you're lifting, when you're benching the same weight for 8 years straight, you're clearly doing something wrong. So I actually joined the CrossFit gym. It was June of 2020. So it was like right after we got out of lockdown post pandemic. It was like, I just made this life decision. I'm gonna amp up my fitness. And so like, that's when I started.
When you, like, what made you be like, I want to do CrossFit? Like, did someone introduce it to you, or was it something that you like just heard of, or what made you be like, I want to try CrossFit as a form of weightlifting?
I have a great friend named Julie, who is from Rhode Island, who moved to Florida a few years ago, well, a while ago, and then moved back, I guess. But she had started doing CrossFit and just like loved it. So she tried to convince me to do it for years. And for years, I was like, no, it's too intimidating. It's too much, blah, blah, blah. And then I think after lockdown happened, you start to like do a lot of evaluation of yourself and what are your goals in life. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome.
And that's, you know, one good thing I think that came out of the pandemic is things like this kind of pushed you to go out of your comfort zone and try something. And like, look how far you've come in the sport of CrossFit, that if you never tried it, first of all, we would not know each other, which would be catastrophic, but
I couldn't handle that.
No, but second of all, like, you've just made such leaps and strides in CrossFit alone in the last year. Like, none of this would have happened if you were like intimidated, if you remained intimidated and didn't step out of your comfort zone to step into a CrossFit gym.
So. Yeah. The amount of people, I mean, a lot of people have seen because of my socials, you know, the journey I've been on and how far I've come. And like, if I could tell everyone to do it, I would. Granted, we've gotten very lucky with like a fantastic gym and fantastic coaching. So I can't speak for every CrossFit gym out there, but like, seriously, it's so much fun. The community is amazing. And the progress you make it carries over in all aspects of your life.
Shout out CrossFit Gamut. Great gym. If you're in the East Greenwich area, it is a great CrossFit gym. Amazing coaches, amazing community. But you're right though. I did CrossFit like 8 years ago. And from what I've seen in the 8 years, 9 years, is it really is the community. You know, like, so many people are intimidated to join CrossFit, but like, everybody that does CrossFit had a first day at CrossFit. Right. And I think that people kind of forget that. People see like the games on TV and they're like, oh, that's way too scary, way too intimidating. But you join a gym and it is all about the community. Like, that's what CrossFit is. It's the community. If you're the last one finishing a workout, chances are you're going to have other athletes in the gym jump in with you and finish the last part of the workout with you. And that's the stuff you don't get at Planet Fitness. Right. It's like no other. So.
Yeah. And I think that's what, like, that community, for anyone who played sports growing up and or in high school, you have a team, like, you have that common goal and that community. And then again, you lose that when you get pulled away from organized sports. And then the pandemic happened and with lockdown, there's zero community, there's no socialization. And like, it sounds like for you, that was kind of like, okay, I really need this, you know, something different in terms of like a form of fitness, but also like the community aspect that CrossFit offers. It's a win-win. And I know, Gina, when you convinced me to go, you were late, Gina, and I walked in and I was like by myself and I was so scared. Same thing, like just, yeah, intimidated, but you have to get out of your comfort zone, just like we all did the first day you showed up to CrossFit or anything. And yeah, people were like introducing themselves to me, like we're already just like super supportive and open and friendly. And I just think knowing that, you know, and not keeping people away from something like, which now Chris, for you, like this is your new, you know, your new sport, essentially, you love it. And had you stayed in your comfort zone, you wouldn't have found this awesome thing that you now love.
Yeah. So Gina and I actually did a Tough Mudder, what, two, three weeks ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. And there was this fantastic guy who is the podcaster of the Tough Mudder podcast. So he just had a really great speaking voice, but he said at the start of the race, this quote that like, I still think about, which is, when was the last time you did something for the first time? And like, it's so true. Like,
yeah,
new experiences, pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, like you said, is so rewarding. Like it really is like a life-changing thing, you know? So if anyone's listening and has ever thought about it and felt intimidated, like hit me up and I'll talk you through it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You just gotta
go for it.
Do it. So, you know, we kind of talked about your lifestyle before CrossFit. You were, you know, more into running and a little bit of lifting. Would you say, you know, like your nutrition has changed since before CrossFit to now? And what do you think is the biggest changes that you've kind of made to your nutrition?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think like previously I was really focused on like maintaining like a lean and toned body type. And so like, that's how I was eating. And then in doing CrossFit, you constantly want to push yourself to like get stronger, get better, get faster, have better endurance, right? And I realized that the diet that I was on wasn't helping me grow. If anything, I think I was probably eating in a deficit of what I should have been. So I was probably like losing weight at the beginning. And for me, like, it's always been a struggle to gain weight, which I know is like the opposite of most people's problem. But yeah, like even now I eat a very heavy calorie diet. I don't stray away from pasta or pizza at all. And yeah, I definitely have like put a heavier focus on what I'm eating.
Yeah. Sure. I know when you first asked me about, you know, how to kind of get more calories in, and I recommended adding Nutella to a shake. And so many people, like, how many people were like dumbfounded by that advice? People are like, really, like Nutella? And it's like, yes, you need, when you're trying to eat more calories, like, I can't stress it enough. There's no quote clean way of eating, you know, when you're trying to eat more calories, when you're trying to get over 3000 calories, you try to do it in a whole foods way, it's just not going to happen. So you need to fill these gaps with the higher calorie, you know, more calorie dense foods like the Nutella or, I'm blanking on other things right now, but you know, like those kind of foods, and people just find it dumbfounding and can't really fathom that an RD is making a recommendation of eating Nutella.
Yeah. I think you were very proud of me, because when we started first working together and like talking about my nutrition goals, you were like, get a Nutribullet, make these like heavy calorie shakes with the Nutella, with the peanut butter,
yep,
all that good stuff. And I Amazon primed that like 30 seconds later.
I literally, wow, if only everybody was this proactive with following recommendations. He literally was like, got it. I was like, already? And he posts his shake on Instagram. We'll give you at the end, you can do a little shameless plug to your Instagram so people can follow along. But you post your shakes and your food all the time on Instagram. And I'm like, yes, look at those calories, the gains.
Yeah.
See it.
That actually was one of the things that I noticed, like one of the, when I started to notice like actually my transformation was like actually doing those daily shakes.
Yeah. That's, yeah. It's a great way. Shakes are a great way to get more calories in when trying to really up the calorie game. Cause it's easier to kind of get liquids down than eating tons of voluminous foods. So I know that that's something that I recommend, and I'm sure Laura, you probably do too, to clients that are trying to gain weight, is kind of getting in those liquid calories and making it really calorie dense.
Yeah, for sure. And I think like in terms of, you know, the whole, yeah, not everything has to be a whole food or like unprocessed. And honestly, that's like kind of aligned with the whole like food freedom mindset. And so regardless if somebody's goal is to maintain weight or maybe even not focus on it at all, to lose weight or to gain weight, we're still going to say like pasta can fit, Nutella can fit, pizza can fit, because it has to, you know, the whole foods serve their purpose. And yeah, that takes up, you know, a good amount of space in our diet, but we're not here to say that you have to, you know, cut things out or do something in a really strict way. Just like, oh, in order to gain weight, you have to, you know, eat these meals that basically take all your enjoyment out of eating, because then you're not going to want to eat it and you're not going to gain weight. Just like, you know, the same could work with other goals too. So, yeah, it's, I think when you hear a dietitian say like, oh no, you can, yeah, go ahead and add that to your smoothie or whatever it is. Like, it's like this light bulb goes off for so many people of like, oh, really? I can do that? Like, wait, yeah. What? And but it's one of the best parts of our job, I feel like.
And then it's like when you're producing these results and people are seeing Chris like kill it in the gym, and he's like, yeah, I'm eating a lot of food, I'm eating a lot of calories. And people are, it's, you know, it kind of, that's kind of how you spread, I feel like, awareness too. People being like, oh, I don't need to starve myself in order to get jacked and move fast. And like, you know, like Chris is eating a lot, he's killing it in the gym. And that's also kind of what I love about CrossFit too, is its promotion on eating to perform, like fueling your body. It's not just like breaking it down and like starving yourself. It's let's lift heavy things and move fast. And you need calories to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So would you say that, you know, since kind of starting your CrossFit journey, you've kind of moved more towards performance-based goals rather than, you know, body weight aesthetic type goals? Or like what would you say that kind of looks like?
Well, I mean, you know, I like to take my shirtless pics. So like I always go for, you know, a beach body, ready body. But no, I'd rather do better in my fitness journey than like care about aesthetics. And I think it's interesting because, and this is why I wish everyone would get experience working with a dietitian, because like, you know, even through our conversation, there's decisions that I had made in my diet 6-7 years ago that I did for a long time that don't apply to my goals anymore. Right. So like when I was trying to be on like a very lean, healthy diet, I took milk out of my coffee and just drank black coffee. Right. And that worked for me then, but now I'm trying to gain weight. So I remember you said like, just put some milk in your coffee, right? Cause it's like something easy, a really simple decision that you can do to like, you know, put a little extra oomph in it. Right. So like, but you know, conversely, if someone is trying to lose weight, maybe they've never had that conversation. They've been drinking Dunkin' Donuts extra extras for 6 years. Right. And which is just terrible for you. So like understanding that little tip of like, well, maybe don't put that in your coffee, right? Like is something small that can have a profound effect, you know?
Yeah. And I think that just goes to show how individual nutrition is, right? Like for yeah. us, like, let's add something in here for you. Someone else, it's like, let's take a little thing out. But the point is, it's like, we didn't really go drastic. It was like, mm-hmm. add whole milk to your coffee every day. It's going to add up over time, where the same thing would be like, let's just, you know, like limit this in somebody else's diet. And that's going to make the changes that they want. So it's nice that you kind of brought up the whole, like it wasn't drastic things that you really had to do. It's small little things that you kind of add in throughout the day and, you know, help you reach your goals.
Yeah. And everyone's goals are different. Everyone's bodies are different. That's like why you should work with a nutrition a nutritionist. I don't know why I'm like selling you guys right now, but like,
no, we love
it. I hope
it.
I'm kind of doing
we appreciate
it.
Yeah. But I think that like, you know, the realization that you experienced when you started making these changes and how it made you feel, made you perform differently. It's like, wait, wow. Like this is, you know, available. Oh, there's people out there. There's dietitians that can help me through this instead of just kind of like trying to, you know, listen to this tip that you heard randomly and like basically throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it sticks. It's like, no, we're here. Dietitians exist for this reason, to help people with their goals, whatever, you know, whatever their goals are. And yeah, just so true about the individualization of like, we get the questions of like, what about, you know, for example, like, what, okay, I drink coffee, what should I add to it? And it's like, we can't answer that question without knowing what your goals are, what your lifestyle is like, what you actually like and enjoy adding to your coffee or not adding to it, and like what else you're eating throughout the rest of the day. So, and I think people are looking for like, again, just like the black and white, like takeaway tips. But the great part about working with a dietitian is you get that customized advice and recommendations that are really fit to what you want to work on and what your lifestyle is like.
Yeah.
And it makes all the difference in terms of actually producing results.
Definitely. So speaking of goals, what would you say, Chris, that your current and future goals are in the gym or, you know, just with performance, running, anything like that? What would you say you're currently working towards?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. For anyone who's maybe listening, who doesn't know, with CrossFit, there's this thing called the Open every year, which is this big competition where they put out like basically three individual workouts to the entire CrossFit community across the globe. And they say like, do them over 3 weekends. And based on how you do in your scores, you have a chance to qualify to the semifinals. So the top 10% of males and females get a chance to qualify. Then from there you do like more competitions and eventually make it to the games. I've passed the peak in my life. I know that I'm never going to have a shot at making the games. maybe never say never, right?
Never say never.
Nope.
But this past year I finished in the top 12%. So I was only 2% off from qualifying for the semifinals, which is like pretty wild considering I've only been doing it for 2 years. And wow. So to be in the top 12% of like men across the globe is wild.
Like hundreds of thousands of people who do this. It's not like a small group. It's literally all over the world. Did you do the Open last year?
I did. Yeah.
What do you know what you got in last year?
I don't know the percent, but it wasn't anywhere as close. So
yeah.
It was cool to see how far I had come. And again, most of these guys have been doing this for like 7-8 years, you know what I mean? So, so my goal is I want to make that top 10% next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I we love performance-based goals because it's so like rewarding. Like how did it feel to be in the top 12? Like you were probably felt like a badass, like unstoppable. Like I can do anything. It's like a huge endorphin rush, right?
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting it. And maybe I just got lucky that the workouts were like tailored to me, but, yeah, it felt real good.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than any.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. So the goal is to make the 10% next year.
Yes. I think, right? I mean, I think I can do it, right?
You definitely do it.
You could too.
I'm the type that I've been doing it for 8 years and I'm kind of like, I'm okay with just being the average.
Relax. Gina is a beast. I personally witness her every day, like literally.
I'm trying to keep up with you every day.
It's a partnership.
Very true. So on top of CrossFit, I know also you're into running too. Still, I know that that's something you've been into, but you still kind of participate in some races and stuff. I think you're doing, is the Disney one that you're doing in November half marathon?
Yeah. My first half marathon in November. Really excited. The most I've run before was a 10 miler for the Blessing of the Fleet for any of my Rhode Island peeps. We'll be there next month. Really excited.
Yeah.
And yeah, assuming that goes well and I don't like pass out in Magic Kingdom, I'm going to shoot for a full marathon probably the following year. So
get out.
I know you have a 50 miler coming up. So
that's, 50K. That's a,
50K.
That's 31 miles, not 50.
So, that's a little extreme, but.
Hey, we all started. So I started with a 10 miler too. Mark my words, you will be at the 50K before you know it. So maybe. With training for the marathon, are you kind of planning on keeping CrossFit and running, kind of finding that medium between the two?
I haven't like overthought it, but if I'm going to keep up with your fitness schedule, that means I got to do both. So
true that. Yeah. It's a balancing game, but it's definitely possible to do both. I also think that something like CrossFit, that's, you know, kind of our next point, it is functional fitness. So it kind of does help in all aspects of life, you know, like it does help in training for running or marathon. It does help in regular day-to-day life. That's what they pride themselves on being, you know, functional fitness. So would you say that CrossFit's affected your life outside of the gym? And, you know, have you noticed any differences in how you've kind of been able to do other things in you know, like doing CrossFit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like even if I just take a step back from talking about like sports and fitness, like the impact that CrossFit has had on my life, like from a mentality perspective and like positivity has just been like, I can't even speak enough about it. It's been so life-changing. You'd gain so much more confidence in yourself. You build this community of friends who support you. And even just like being surrounded by like-minded people makes you stop like focusing on sort of like maybe some of the negative things in your life and you focus more on the positive things. So like, just from like a lifestyle perspective, it's changed me in that way, 100%. And then outside of that, I think, you know, because I'm trying to like perform better and do better, I'm focusing on things like getting more active recovery. So like trying to like walk and stuff like that more often. I'm standing at a standing desk right now, as opposed to just like sitting down because I like being active. I'm trying to focus on like getting a solid 8 hours of sleep instead of like staying up playing video games all night like I used to. So like those kind of things all kind of mesh together to build this like lifestyle, you know?
Yeah. And that's something that me and Laura talk about a lot is that it's not just one thing. Like it's, you know, like a healthy lifestyle really is a combination of all things, of exercising, of active recovery, of sleep, of stress management, of it's not just nutrition, right? Like there's a
bunch of
different pieces that kind of fit into that puzzle to make it a healthy balanced lifestyle. And it seems like you kind of learned to prioritize each one.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It's become part of my life, you know?
Yeah.
It's
like a virtuous cycle basically, like, which I feel like we might've talked about on another episode, but like, you know, you start this something new, this CrossFit where like, yeah, you could have stayed in your comfort zone, but you got out there and then you meet more people. And then, like you said, like, then you want to get stronger. So let me take a closer look at my nutrition. And then like, oh, well, I have a tough workout tomorrow, so I better get to bed. Like it starts to have this impact on all these other aspects of your life. And when you think about the positive impact of each one of those things together, it's wild what that can do for our quality of life and like how good we can feel.
Yeah. It's kind of like the snowball effect, right? Like you start with like one small good change, one small good decision, and that ball starts rolling. And then as it keeps going, you progressively pick up more and more good habits, more and more changes until you're just kind of like rolling down that hill, you know? And that's kind of been my experience anyway.
And like you said, like you've been doing CrossFit for 2 years now. Like this is something that this transformation has occurred over 2 years. It's not like you started CrossFit, boom, your nutrition was in line, your sleep was in line, your stress was in line. Like it wasn't everything that happened all at once. Like you said, it was kind of a snowball effect. So it's, you know, over the 2 years, you've established this lifestyle. And I think that that's really important to talk about, because I think a lot of people want everything all at once. People are like, I'm joining, yeah, I'm gonna start a meal plan, and now I'm going to have a healthy lifestyle. And that's just not how it works. It takes time to build a healthy lifestyle and kind of stack habits and behaviors upon each other. And really make it a sustainable lifestyle. Like I know that when we went to do the Tough Mudder a couple weeks ago, we were like, let's go out for a morning walk. And we just like went out for like a nice 2 mile morning walk. And that's just like, it's part of movement is just part of our lifestyle. You know, we didn't force it. We wanted to do it because it made us feel good after racing the day before. And I think that, you know, again, it's taking it nice and slow allows your body to like want these things instead of feeling like you need to do these things.
Yeah, definitely. I think, too, like just to that point, cause you know, like I said, during COVID, I got like really introspective and started like reading all kinds of stuff about like neuroscience and good habit forming and like how the brain works and all that. And like, I think a lot of people start these kind of journeys, like a fitness and health journey, thinking they're going to see results immediately. And it just doesn't work like that. Our bodies take time for the changes to develop, but also like the reason why like habits take a while, you know, they take like 90 days to actually become a positive habit. And that's why like working with a dietitian, working with a fitness coach, having a community that holds you accountable helps you like build that like 90-day habit, right? And starts breaking the bad ones. So I think like, and also people are really hard on themselves. You know what I mean? Like life's hard. Things are hard. Just getting out there and like putting in some effort, you know what I mean? It brings that like that positive reward, that endorphin and all that stuff. Right. So you start feeling good, and that's kind of how you continue the ball rolling. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that that's something I know that me and Laura see every day is people want it now. People think that, I've been doing this for 30 days. I don't see any results. It's not working. I need something new. And you know, if that's how it was, like you, if you just gave up a month after doing CrossFit, cause you're like, not seeing what I want, like you wouldn't be here where you are today. So I think that that's really powerful advice. Is that, you know, it takes a long time. So get into it for the long haul here.
Yeah. Play the long game.
Yeah. So what else were we going to say? I think that, you know, we can kind of touch upon this quickly. How do you feel? So I know that, you know, most people, when it comes to nutrition, most people want to lose weight. Your goal is to gain weight. How do you find it is to have a goal that's so different and completely opposite of most of the people that is surrounding you? Do you find that difficult? Or, you know, I know a lot of people are like, must be nice to try to gain weight, but how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like every time I say I'm trying to gain weight, that is people's response, like 100% of the time. Right. I don't think that like it affects me. I mean, like, you know, sometimes when you go out with a group of friends, especially like as a gay man, you go out with like all the gays, right? We have dinner before we go out or something like that. And everyone's ordering like salad with a piece of chicken on top. And I'm ordering, you know, if I need to get my calories in, maybe pasta or whatever. So you just have to like be cognizant of the fact that your goals are different from other people's, you know what I mean? Yes. And I guess like to that vein, like if you go to a cookout and people are seeing you eat like 2 cheeseburgers, maybe you're like, oh, people are judging me. But, yeah, again, like, I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think that fear of, or that thought of people are judging me for what I'm eating, like, unfortunately, I think that's something almost everyone can say they've experienced. And it just goes to show that like the impact of, you know, diet culture or just people making comments on what you've eaten before. And, you know, rather than like looking at people of like, everyone's different. Everyone has different goals, and, you know, not judging them for what they're eating is a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I think that that's kind of what, so what is your current, like, let's end it. What does your current nutrition look like? Speaking of eating two cheeseburgers and Nutella, like what is your current nutrition looking like to kind of fit your goals of crushing it in the open, crushing it on your runs?
All the crushing. So like I said, I do a Nutribullet shake every morning. And I throw in, I mean, I could like share the recipe with you guys, but I throw in like some spinach, some fruits, peanut butter, Nutella, protein, you know, like oats and stuff like that, blend it all together. And that's how I start my day. I love it. Usually around like 11 and around like 3 o'clock, I do a macro bar or like a protein bar, some kind of like extra thing to just like keep, give me energy, keep me going. For lunch, like a, you know, a typical like wrap or I don't know. I love Chipotle. So I eat a lot of Chipotle. Yes. So like I try and focus on things like rice, because rice is like really good vegetables and like and protein, right? And so like I carry that into dinner as well. I usually have like some kind of protein with probably rice and vegetables. But like I said, you know, if it's pizza night, I don't shy away from it, right? I happily enjoy my pizza. I happily enjoy my pasta, like whatever I need to do. I think one time I sent you my dinner actually, and I was like, oh, I only had a piece of salmon and like some like small salad. And then I was like, Gina's not going to be satisfied with this. So I had like two slices of pizza after. And I was like, all right, I'm eating my calories for the day.
Yes.
I love it. A lot of nuts. I love nuts.
Yep. You just eat everything.
Yeah. All the food, all of it.
And it, I mean, it's clearly working. Like I said, you're crushing it. You're strong. You're fast. You're getting better. So obviously this whole thing is working for you, which is great.
Harder, yeah. Better, faster, stronger.
There we go. Ooh. So let's end it on what is one piece of advice for you to offer athletes or someone thinking of wanting to try a sport or just a words of wisdom.
Yeah. Gosh, I feel like I could say so many things. At the end of the day, like it's all about you, right? Like you want to feel good about yourself, and like joining or doing any kind of active activity is a way to give yourself an immediate feedback of feeling good, right? And so like that's why it's important, obviously, like health reasons and all that stuff. But like, you know, we live in a society where there's so many, you know, you read the news, things are so crazy and chaotic, and work can be stressful, and doing something physical for yourself, taking that time to decompress, put away the phone for an hour or 30 minutes, it doesn't matter, 10 minutes, as long as you're doing something, is a way to give yourself that like positive boost that you need in your life, right? So like, I guess like if you're thinking about joining something like CrossFit, just do it, try it. If you're someone who's sedentary and like not really that active, go for a walk. You're gonna feel better about yourself immediately after you do it. And it just leads, like we talked about, the snowball effect. It leads to better changes and better way of life. So hopefully that, is a solid, yes. A solid motivating speech.
No, that was great. That's for, you know, like people of all levels. If you're an athlete, if you're sedentary, like just do it, just do something and just let it, you know, I think that you also saying like, you feel good. It's, you're not doing it all just as a physique outcome. It's, you immediately feel good. Like this endorphin rush leaves you feeling fantastic. And that's what we all want, to feel good. We want to look good, but we really want to feel good. So
yeah, it's like a form of self-care essentially.
Yeah.
Is like what you just described, and like viewing it as that of like something you're doing for yourself to feel good rather than like, yeah, checking a box or a means to an end physique wise or like something you have to do. It's like, you know, reframing that into a positive, I feel like you just mentioned, so important. And I did want to say one other thing in terms of like, you know, when you talked about your current nutrition, like just for anyone listening who maybe, you know, has similar goals of wanting to gain weight, you still mentioned fruits and veggies and like, you know, like a lot of those whole foods. And so it's not like the sort of bulking that of like, you're only eating pizza and cheeseburgers. It's like, no, that stuff fits in, but you're also still having essentially balanced meals, but we're just adjusting the portions up a bit and sprinkling more calories in and in between to fit your goal. So it just goes to show that, you know, dietitians are here to help you out. You don't have to cut foods out. And fruits and veggies, we're going to recommend them to just about anyone.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. I feel like I kind of just like threw out a bunch of like random food groups, but yeah, I eat like a typical diet that you guys would prescribe. I just eat a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was so good having you on. It was nice having something a little bit different this week.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a little shameless plug to your Instagram? Because I know you have a big following and you post a lot of cool fitness content on there. So
yes. Thank you so much for having me on the pod.
What's your Instagram handle?
Big listener. Yeah, you guys can find me on the socials. It's at Chris John Meyer, ChrisJonMeyer. I post a lot of fitness stuff. I'm very into like health and wellness, and eventually like gonna be hopefully coaching other people who work in the tech industry how to like build that balanced lifestyle. So if any of my techies out there, I'm right there with you.
Awesome. Well, it was so good having you on, and I can't wait to see you crushing in the gym in literally 3 hours from now.
Yes. Get after it.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, Chris.